Ariel and to Tippendales who watch this show, you might notice this sad plant behind me, who's a lovely bonsai tree that I've had for almost 6 years now. And it is much healthier than it constantly looks because it constantly goes through bloom and die cycles. But I often am worried about my plants. Ariel, could you please give me a plant tip?
I am also often worried about my plants. I don't know. You know, my apartment goes through phases of light, and right now, slash the past year and a half, all my plants have been dying all the time. The only ones that survive are ones that I put in water, not in dirt, and they're not even really thriving. They're just staying alive. It's like when you have one of those chargers that is not making your computer die. It's just, but it's not charging it either. Yeah. Anyway, this is besides the point. What I am suggesting for today is that if you have plants and you have a dark apartment, but you do have access to a roof, consider bringing your plants up to the roof for a few hours a day. I just did this today, so I will let you know how it goes, Tippendales, to see if it's something that I can recommend for the future. But just the idea that there is space up there, there's usually no one up on the roof. There's a lot of sun, and my plants need that sun. So I just moved a few of my portable plants up to the roof, and they're getting some time in the sun, and hopefully that will do them a lot of good, and then maybe they can come back here to the darkness and maybe thrive.
I don't have access to my roof, but in a previous apartment, I used to literally take them outside and like sit on my stoop for a couple hours.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. And look, like, you can leave them there. They don't need a babysitter. And hopefully nobody takes them. Hopefully the building just thinks that they're part of the plants that are up there if you have plants up on your roof anyway.
Tippendales, we will be back tomorrow with our guest tipper of the month, Justin Schumann, for another guest tip on Daily Tips that may or may not help you.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.